This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. I have a lot of people who ask me, who writes your script each week for this report? Well, the short answer is, I do. But the longer answer is, many times, the script writes itself. This week is one of those weeks. We went into the week with a lot of expectations on passing a reconciliation bill funding CBP and ICE for 3 years. But at the 11th hour, the Trump administration announced a nearly $2 billion anti-weaponization fund. And immediately, Senate Republicans became skittish of such a fund, potentially becoming an ATM for the January 6th rioters, among others. And about as fast as that trial balloon was launched, the reconciliation bill was grounded. There was no time left to negotiate guardrails and restrictions on the fund. So the Senate passed on the reconciliation and left town for the Memorial Day recess. And it wasn't just the anti-weaponization fund that was cause for concern. The infamous ballroom, you know, the East Wing improvement that will be paid for by private donations, all of a sudden carried a price tag of $1 billion because of security concerns in the aftermath of the intruder at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The Senate parliamentarian had already ruled it didn't comply with reconciliation rules, but in this town, never let an incident like that correspondence dinner go wasting. Outside the Beltway, the American people are suffering from high energy prices, inflationary pressures on just about everything they consume, and a housing crisis that's making it unaffordable for people to participate in the American dream. Plus, the nation has a nearly $40 trillion debt, nearly $2 trillion deficits making the debt worse every year, and annual debt service payments approaching $1 trillion. It's no wonder Americans are losing faith in their government to solve for this balance sheet train wreck. Handing out a couple of $1 billion to people allegedly wronged by their government and another $1 billion for a ballroom was just a bit much for a lot of senators to stomach. And not only the fiscal concern. The president did himself no favors by playing heavily in a handful of races. An endorsement of Ken Paxton in Texas over John Cornyn, asking Louisianans to toss Bill Cassidy, which, by the way, they did, and his previous disdain for Tom Tillis in North Carolina created more free agents in a narrowly divided Senate. So when it came time to deliver legislation ending the shutdown of ICE and CBP, the drama surrounding these other issues became very problematic for Senate Majority Leader John Thune. And for those of us in the House, well, we had our own issues. Among them was a War Powers resolution that was on the floor Thursday before leadership pulled it when they realized the darn thing was about to pass. We sat on the floor during an open vote series for more than an hour waiting for leadership to change a few minds on our side. But in the end, no dice. And the House, just like the Senate, took an early Memorial Day recess. Let me be clear. These issues remain thorny, and they're not going away. And as we march toward the midterms in November, members will be careful to walk the proverbial tightrope of trying to support the administration while keeping favor with those who sent us here. That's an act worthy of Willenda status. I pray you have a great Memorial Day. As always, I'll be on the National Mall on Sunday for the annual concert, then over to the Indian Museum following to MC the after party. I look forward to catching up with people like Gary Sinise. You remember him, Lieutenant Dan. He's one of the co-hosts. Joe Mantegna, a regular at the concert, unfortunately had to pull out at the last minute. Acclaimed actress Mary McCormick will be a worthy substitute. I'll also attend graduation exercises for the U.S. Military Academy at West Point on Saturday. We have 5 kids from my district that will be commissioned new lieutenants. Serving USMA as the chairman of the Board of Visitors for the last 9 years is among my highest honors and privileges. Similar ceremonies at Annapolis and Colorado Springs will also be held. By the way, the kids graduating from the 3rd District of Arkansas include Ellery Doina of Fayetteville, Luke Monk of Fort Smith, Sidney Ruda of Bentonville, Joey Saramona of Centerton, and Luke Welcher of Fayetteville. They're all coming out of West Point. Then out of the Naval Academy at Annapolis, Dylan Talbot of Centerton, Noah Wilson of Springdale. And over at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, we'll commission Juan Andrade of Rogers, Elise Bell of Harrison, and Jace Sutulovich of Siloam Springs. We'll be back here in Washington in a little over a week. In the meantime, have a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.